KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, heavy rainfall coming down here in the Atlantic area still this morning, and we have a high of 78 expected today, currently 65 here at the KJAN studios. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is being brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Heavy rain has been pounding Council Bluffs and other parts of western Iowa this morning, prompting flood warnings and threatening to foul up the morning commute for thousands of people. The National Weather Service flash flood warning says a storm had dumped 2 inches of rain in the area early this morning and up to 4 inches in some spots, and an additional 1 to 2 inches are still possible in those areas as rainfall continues. In addition to Council Bluffs, the other areas that will have issues are mentioned to be Crescent and Hitchcock Nature Center, Lake Manawa State Park, and Narrows River Access County Park. The Weather Service says heavy rain, pea-sized hail, and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts were reported this morning as well at Epley Airfield in Omaha. And here at the KJN studios, we received 2.06 inches of rainfall overnight, with that rainfall now continuing here past 7 o'clock. And there is still a flash flood warning in place for western Pottawatomie and western Mills counties. That is in effect until 10 a.m. here this morning, and they've had a number of areas with flooding going on in the roadways. And that includes Highway 34 between mile markers 3 and 11, also Interstate 29 between mile markers 25 and 66, and Interstate 80 between mile markers 1 and 11 here in Iowa. KJAN News Time is 8:05.
Let us come into your home and help take care of you. Hi, this is Linda with Wellcove Home Health in Red Oak. Have you had an accident, an illness, or surgery and you just can't take care of yourself? Then we'd like to help you. At Wellcove, we come into your home and help you with physical, occupational, speech, and IV therapy. Plus, we offer patient education on being diabetic, ostomy, and medication teaching. We will help you with bathing, grooming, and dressing assistance. We do all we can to help keep you in your home, and we accept several forms of payment: private insurance, private pay, Medicare, Medicaid, waivers, VA, and Coventry. We invite you to stop in and see for yourself the difference our staff makes at Wellcove Home Health, 1600 Summit, or give us a call at 712-623-2500.
In other news, an armed robbery at a convenience store in Council Bluffs has resulted in an arrest. Bluffs police say that 28-year-old Justin Dilley of Council Bluffs was arrested for first-degree robbery following an investigation into an incident which was reported at around 12:34 a.m. this morning at the Come and Go store located at 154 Bennett Avenue in Council Bluffs. Authorities say Dilley entered the store, went directly to the counter, and confronted the clerk on duty. He was allegedly brandishing an approximate 4-inch bladed knife when he demanded the clerk open the cash register. After obtaining an undetermined amount of cash, Dilley directed the clerk into the bathroom. He also allegedly attempted to get the clerk's cell phone from her, but was unsuccessful. The man left the store on foot, wearing a dark zip-up hooded sweatshirt, black ski mask, jeans, and work-style gloves. Upon the initial investigation by uniform officers, Dilley was found to be a suspect in the case, and he was located at 136 Bennett Avenue. During a search of the man's apartment, officers recovered several clothing items worn during the incident, as well as a knife and an undetermined amount of cash. A further investigation also linked Dilley to a robbery that occurred at the Come and Go store on June 24th. Dilley was booked into Pottawatomie County Jail for the most recent robbery. An arrest warrant was expected to be issued in connection with the incident that took place in June, with additional charges of first-degree robbery. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the incidents. A 30-year-old former Council Bluffs High School math teacher is scheduled to be sentenced in November after being convicted in his Sex with Students case. Jeffrey Doherty pled guilty Tuesday to felony sexual abuse by a counselor, therapist, or school employee and 9 misdemeanors. Prosecutors dropped 2 other felony charges in return for Doherty's pleas. His sentencing is set for November the 9th. Doherty was arrested in January following reports that he had a sexual relationship with a student, and again in February after a second student reported abuse. Doherty resigned from his teaching position at Thomas Jefferson High School on February the 3rd. Search warrants executed at 2 residences in Crawford County resulted in numerous individuals arrested on drug charges on Monday night. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office reports that at approximately 7:15 p.m., sheriff's deputies from the Crawford and Shelby County Sheriff's Offices, along with officers from Charter Oak, Denison, and Manning Police Departments and the Iowa State Patrol, conducted search warrants on two locations in Charter Oak. The locations were 107 Walnut Avenue and 862 First Street. As a result of the search warrant, several individuals were arrested and taken to the Crawford County Jail in Denison on various charges. Arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, and possession of methamphetamine was 29-year-old Kinsey Joe Rivera, 33-year-old Tomas William Holzer, 26-year-old Danielle Ray Terwilliger, and 19-year-old Miranda Marie Golden, all of Charter Oak. 29-year-old Todd Allen Grimsman of Carroll was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and on a warrant out of Sac County. A traffic stop conducted a short time later near Charter Oak resulted in the arrest of 24-year-old Cody Bloom of Charter Oak for felony possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and felony drug tax stamp violation, as well as a simple misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Also seized were stolen items from various jurisdictions. Additional arrests are expected in the case with regard to the stolen property, as well as the drug activity that had been taking place at the residences mentioned. A 24-year-old woman has died after the vehicle she was in rolled over in rural Sioux City. The Sioux City Journal reports the crash happened around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday south of Westfield. According to the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, the driver of the vehicle lost control and entered a ditch. The vehicle rolled several times and the woman was partially ejected. She was taken to a hospital in Lamar's where she was pronounced dead. Police say there was another person who was in the vehicle at the time, but it's unclear who was driving. The other person was not injured. The company proposing to build an oil pipeline across Iowa has awarded construction contracts for some of the work. Dakota Access LLC, a unit of Dallas-based Energy Transfer Partners, said Tuesday that Michaels Pipeline of Brownsville, Wisconsin, and Precision Pipeline LLC of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, would provide workers for construction of the pipeline. The pipeline would transport crude oil daily from North Dakota through South Dakota and Iowa to a distribution center in Illinois. Critics say the pipeline would have negative effects on the environment. Michaels Pipeline is expected to construct segments in Iowa, South Dakota, and North Dakota. Precision would construct segments in Iowa and Illinois. A spokeswoman for Dakota Access tells the Des Moines Register that the company expects regulatory approval for that project. A man accused of killing a Sloan resident says news coverage about the case would lead to an unfair trial, so he wants it moved out of Woodbury County. The Sioux City Journal reports that 30-year-old Timothy Schroeder also asked in a handwritten motion Thursday that the court appoint an investigator and a second attorney to help Schroeder with his case. He did not name a county he preferred for his trial. Schroeder was arrested in February and charged with murder in the slaying of 29-year-old Dustin Wilder. Schroeder's wife told investigators that he fired two or three shots inside Wilder's home. Wilder was later found unconscious and was pronounced dead at the scene. A hearing on Schroeder's request is scheduled for October the 6th. And the reopened second floor of City Hall Committee will hold an informational meeting on Thursday at 5:30 at City Hall Council Chambers in Atlantic. The meeting will give members of the public a tour of the second and third floors of City Hall that have been closed to the public for approximately 40 years. The meeting will also explain how local option sales tax could be used to pay for an $875,000 bond to cover the cost of the remodel project. The project will make City Hall ADA compliant by installing an elevator from the basement to the third floor. The ballroom will be refurbished and made available for public gatherings or private meetings. The electrical system will be updated to current standards. A serving kitchen and ADA compliant restrooms will be added in the area of the former fire department rooms. There also is some other work and conference rooms that's expected to take place, and the total cost of the project will be $975,000. But the Atlantic City Council has already approved $100,000 to go toward the installation of an elevator to make the building ADA compliant. That has not yet been installed, and then the project would be then $875,000 for the bond. And the Creston Police Department reports the arrest of a Creston man for OWI on Tuesday at 6:36 p.m. Officers arrested 41-year-old Matt Fredrickson at Clark and Vine Streets in Creston and charged him with OWI first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. KJAN News Time is 8:12.
Let us come into your home and help take care of you. Hi, this is Linda with Wellcove Home Health in Red Oak. Have you had an accident, an illness, or surgery and you just can't take care of yourself? Then we'd like to help you. At Wellcove, we come into your home and help you with physical, occupational, speech, and IV therapy. Plus, we offer patient education on being diabetic, ostomy, and medication teaching. We will help you with bathing, grooming, and dressing assistance. We do all we can to help keep you in your home, and we accept several forms of payment. Private insurance, private pay, Medicare, Medicaid, waivers, VA, and Coventry. We invite you to stop in and see for yourself the difference our staff makes at Wellcove Home Health, 1600 Summit, or give us a call at 712-623-2500.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Thomas Marvin Schuler, age 86 of Harlan, died Monday at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. Funeral services for Thomas Schuler will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Ardith M. Bertelson, age 83, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ardith M. Bertelson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. in the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home, Audubon, has arrangements. Marilyn Bernice Jensen, age 78, of Erling, died Monday at Little Flower Haven in Erling. Funeral services for Marilyn Bernice Jensen will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rhonda Simonton, age 61, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A gathering of family and friends will be held for Rhonda Simonton on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Willadine Joy Moore, age 84, of Griswold, died Monday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Willadine Moore will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home, Griswold, has arrangements. Darlene Hare, age 95 of Fontenelle, died on Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Darlene Herr will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Clifford Kaufman, age 96 of York, Nebraska, formerly of Marnie, died Saturday at the Hearthstone Care Center in York, Nebraska. Funeral services for Clifford Kaufman will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Red Line Church of Christ, 5 miles north of Jacksonville. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Glenn P. Wedemeyer, age 84, of Adair, died Tuesday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Funeral services for Glenn P. Wedemeyer will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Agnes M. Larson, age 88, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Agnes M. Larson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home, Harlan, has arrangements. Carol A. Wilcox, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Carol A. Wilcox will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Arlene Louise Kusel, age 88, of Manning, died early Tuesday in the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Arlene Kusel will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Robert Emery, age 84, of Prescott Valley, Arizona, formerly of Fontenelle, died July 12th at Peaceful Valley Care Home in Prescott Valley. Graveside services for Robert Emery will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Elizabeth Ann Woolenhouse Johansson, age 63, of Winnebago, Minnesota, died Monday at her home. Graveside services for Elizabeth Ann Johansson will be held on Saturday at 12 p.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dr. Lewis A. Miller of Council Bluffs, formerly of Walnut, died Thursday. Services for Dr. Lewis A. Miller are pending. Roger Holliday, age 78, of Messina, died Tuesday at his home in Messina. Funeral services for Roger Holliday are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Donella R. Ross, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Donella R. Ross are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. At your news and funeral announcements, brought to you this hour by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak, 1600 Summit Street, Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.